belonging to you. It's a 7 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
I'm used to it.
Richie and Jennifer and Kenny. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by Max. I believe it's Rickman. Help me with that, Richie. Famous USA.
Looks good to me.
I believe Rickman is. He's the president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. This is something that the whole issue of what benefits seniors get when they sort of click in, at what age are you eligible, what are you going to be eligible for, medical help, and just cost of living things in your regular Social Security check, that sort of thing, will be what we will discuss, among other things, in just a matter of moments. This is a first-time poll. Ready?
Ready.
Sure. I don't know if it's really. It's the first time we've seen it done this way. I'm sure there have been other polls about marijuana.
I'm sure there probably have been.
But in this circumstance, the way the question was asked, kind of a slight difference from the way it has been asked in the past about legalization of marijuana use. And there are some people that are theorizing that because of the way the question was asked, the answer comes more positively than if the question had been asked in a different way. You can always do that. You can fiddle with those polls all you want to, but I think there's a consensus, as the conversation continues, there's a consensus among Americans, frankly, that marijuana ought to be made legal. And this sort of follows, this poll was taken after the president, was it Saturday or Sunday, whenever it came out, that he said that marijuana is no different than liquor. All right, here are the results. 51% of you say you think the use of marijuana ought to be legal. 44% do not. Public opinion has changed drastically over the last couple of years. It was the really, I remember as recently as 2011, Richie, when we had these discussions on the air, how the, I think it was 69-70% thought marijuana ought not to be made legal, only 27%
of
that time. Yeah. Now you've changed your opinion along with the majority of Americans. Why?
You know, I still don't.
You can't come up with a good reason. I can hear it. You're stumbling in your. You haven't come up
well,
with
it. Well, I just look at all the people in prison for $5 bags of marijuana,
yeah,
and
well,
I think that's
something
ridiculous.
So
I don't think it should be legalized. I think it should be
decriminalized.
Yeah.
Mm hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so but, you know, and I see myself as a bit of a hypocrite because I will partake in a beer, and a couple of them. So, you know, why can I say that it should be legal for me to go out and have two beers and for somebody else not to go out and smoke a joint?
You know, it doesn't bother me. I'm not a pot person. I never have been. I can't. Number one, I can't smoke if I wanted to because my lungs just can't deal with it. But what
no
I do think
for the peanut gallery. Go ahead.
Well, but look, they're carrying around boobs. I'm sorry. Is that what you wanted to say?
And big ones.
The lungs.
But here's what I think. I mean, I don't have a problem decriminalizing, especially even legalizing if we tax it. But what I do think is that all of a sudden this change in public opinion, I really believe this is a conspiracy by the government. We've now been granted this right to smoke pot legally. And it's now going to start taking away our freedoms because now, instead of doing traffic stops and a breathalyzer, you're going to start getting your mouth swabbed because now they have to test you for pot when you're driving.
She's got the tinfoil hat on it. I like it.
And cocaine. So is the government giving us this, like, big, oh, hey, yeah, we can legalize marijuana now because they really think it's not a big deal or because they want to start collecting our DNA and they want to start getting more involved in our life? I think it's the latter.
Mm-hmm. Kenny?
I disagree because I just don't think that our government has it together enough to be able to keep up with all of the DNA.
Yeah. That's a pretty good point.
To keep up with anything.
I say legalize it and tax it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So there are obviously different opinions, and yours can weigh in. Most of you are going to go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show with your opinions. Help yourself. In a moment, Max Rickman will join us from Families. There's a conference going on in Washington, and Mr. Rickman from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare is a participant in this. So we'll find out more about how we, as either using Social Security and some of these other government benefits, or people who potentially will down the road, are going to have to deal with new realities. That's coming up here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, it's clinically proven instant effects. Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Now, how many times have you checked into a hotel, and they have that booklet that is right there that tells you everything that you need to know about the services they offer? Now, you probably say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to read this because I know everything. But once in a while, I would highly recommend that you do read it because it tells you everything that that hotel offers, whether it is in-room dining, what kind of a pool they have, what hours they are open, what kind of food selection they have, anything and everything you wanted to know about checkout times and about safety. Now, if you don't read that book, you will miss out on a lot. And that is true about life. How many times do we see something that gives us an opportunity to learn more about what life offers, and then we say to ourselves, you know what? I've already know this stuff, but you don't. Take a look at the opportunities life gives you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Quarter after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug. He's Ken. He's Rich. He's Jennifer. And we also have Max Rickman with us, President and CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Mr. Rickman, I can remember when I was working for a local station in a community. I probably should mention it, Cincinnati. So when I was on the air, I did my local program in the afternoon, the national program I did in the morning. The program director forbid me and other people on the staff to ever mention the term Social Security because it was deemed at that time, and maybe still is, to be a focus on an age group that they didn't want to attract or appeal to on the radio station. So don't talk about Social Security. Don't talk about Medicare. Meanwhile, more and more of us obviously are steaming down the track headed in the direction of being able to use Social Security and Medicare. There are a lot of people who say, well, that's too bad because we're going to run out of money. In essence, there's no money there now, is there? Really?
Well, you know, there are so many myths about Social Security. That's probably one of the worst and most damaging myths. And it's this program, not based on what I say, but the trustees of the program, they issue a report every spring. Last spring, they said the program will be able to pay everybody every penny they're entitled to for the next 20 years. Then there'll be a shortfall of about 20%. That needs to be addressed, and the sooner that's done, the better. But it's not really helpful to perpetuate the myth that there's no money there. This program has hundreds of billions of dollars in that have been saved, accumulated in what's called the trust fund to pay benefits.
See, what we're told by some people in the news media is that gets raided all the time to pay other bills, and the money that's coming into Social Security from those who are paying for it are paying for the benefits that those who have already paid in and the money's been used for other things. That's how the right. program is being
here's a good way. Here's a way that I finally figured out that I think is helpful to understand it. Last year, less money was paid in payroll taxes than was needed to pay out benefits because right. of high unemployment. Mm-hmm. Less money was paid in. But everybody got all their money. Everybody got all their benefits, and money was added to the trust fund. Why? Because the trust fund had money that was used to make up the shortfall in that year with high unemployment, and had money by virtue of the interest that is paid on the trust fund to actually add.
So money was taken from the trust fund into the sort of general account that the money that goes into, as it's collected, goes into, and so the money came out of the sort of bank account the Social Security Trust Fund has to make up the difference from what was paid in, so everybody could pay. Is that what you're
saying? That's what I, you know, there's $2.8 trillion dollars now in the trust fund. I have said at town hall meetings, you want that money to earn interest. You don't want $2.7 trillion in cash sitting under your mattress. And one of these right. meetings, a man in the front row said, "Yeah, I'd like $2.7 trillion under my mattress." But you want it, you know, realistically, you want it to earn interest. You want it to be there to pay future beneficiaries, and it is going to be there. The myth about there's no money there, it's a bunch of IOUs. These are not slips of paper with somebody's name on them. These are government bonds, treasury bills, backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. So I'm hoping that your audience will and others will start to understand and accept the fact that this program is sound. It's backed up by the government. The money will be paid to beneficiaries. Look, the program has been around for nearly 80 years. Everybody who's qualified has gotten their full
benefits. I
don't
think there's a disagreement with that. I think the question comes on if we're going to have to pay more in taxes. That's a threat that comes every year from Congress because there isn't enough money, they say, to pay the beneficiaries. So we'll have to pay more in Social Security and Medicare taxes. Is that reality or not?
Well, right now there's a cap on the amount of wages subject to the Social Security payroll tax, the FICA tax. It goes up a little bit every year. This year, 2014, it's $113,700. After that, an individual wage earner does not pay any more Social Security tax. Is that fair? The Business Roundtable issued a report last spring with their recommendations of improving the solvency, the longevity of Social Security. And one of the recommendations was raise the retirement age. Another one was cut benefits. One of the members of that Business Roundtable earned last year $54 million. He stopped paying Social Security at lunchtime on January 1st. So there's nothing wrong with adjusting the amount of revenue that comes into the program.
Do you mind staying? Or do you have time to stay with a few more minutes?
Of course.
I want to ask you a couple more questions. We have former Congressman Max Rickman here, who is now running the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare on Good Day 21 After the Hour.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Doug's Good Day. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. She wants to pipe in. Fine. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, all of us are listening to. I seem to be engaged more in this conversation. Maybe it's because of my age. But Jennifer, now you're headed down the pike here. Max Richmond, Rickman is here.
He's reminding me.
But as a radio guy on a radio station in Boston, I used to work for. His name was Max Richmond. This is Max Rickman, who used to be in Congress, is now participating as the CEO of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, participating in the debate, the discussion. He was a staffer at the Senate before he became a congressman, so he knows the way around Washington, knows the issue. You know, this becomes a really professional politicians have a great time with this because the pejorative is that one side is right and one side is wrong. And as usual in cases like this, somewhere in the middle is probably what's right. So the money and what it gets used for, what happens, and you know this as well, probably better than any of us, Mr. Rickman, is that the headlines continue to beat over the head of the average American that we're getting screwed by the government. The government can't manage anything. You look at health care. Now the latest is how many people are on welfare, how many people are getting food stamps. And so people who are paying in just keep paying and paying and paying, and they object. Whether the percentages are the same and somebody making $50 million doesn't pay as much in terms of cash maybe as some would like him or her to do, still there's a lot of money going into the system that is being wasted, inappropriate people getting benefits, that sort of thing. And I think that's, as much as anything else, what gets under people's skin. And so that, whether you want to address it or not, in terms of Social Security, I don't, frankly, I'm a guy who's 67, and I just started getting Social Security. My father never took a check till he was 84 because he said the other people needed it more than he did. You know, whether the age goes to 70 or whatever happens to it, it's still, if there are questions, what's the old expression, where there's smoke, there's fire, there's something that's inherently not right with the system that creates all these questions. Is that a legitimate thing for me to think?
Well, obviously, say whatever you like. But let me just correct you. I was not a member of Congress. I was a staff director of two different committees in the U.S. Senate.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. But I think it's important to recognize the success of Social Security.
Nobody's questioning that. I wouldn't question that. I think it's a terrific program.
I'm trying to set the record straight about the not just the solvency of the program, but the efficiency of the program. Along with the myth of there's no money there, just a bunch of IOUs, is that there are all these people collecting Social Security that are not entitled to it. There is very little substance to that. Social Security requires a work record. You have to work 40 quarters. That's adds up to 10 years to get your benefits. There may be isolated cases where someone has misused used a Social Security number. But overall, this is not a program that I think there is criticism is justified about waste or fraud or abuse in the program.
All right, so it is
a very effective program and a very well-run program.
All right, let me give you that, and then let's move on into, because we only have a minute or so left, into areas in terms of the future. We have the now. You've explained it from your point of view as to where we are financially. Does the name Social Security have to be equalized when it comes to age? Do we have to up the age to 70 and then to 72 and so forth in order to be able to provide benefits for people?
Well, you know, it's already 67. You mentioned you were 67,
yeah, right.
And the age was raised in the mid 1980s from 65 to 67. You know, you and I'm the same age you are, by the way. You and I may be able to do this kind of work, be on the radio for a long time. But there are many people who work in the kinds of jobs where you cannot physically continue working and working till you're, you know, 70, 75. You know, facetiously, I've said, well, let's raise the age to 95. Then you won't have any solvency problems. But, you know, there's a limit to...
object to that.
What's that?
I said I'd even object to that.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. But we have to keep in mind that there are many, many people who have the kinds of jobs that they cannot, continue to work.
Right.
They're on their feet. They're in as a nurse. They're in a factory. I think 67 is about right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this has been a good, instructive conversation. Good to have you here, sir. Thank you, Max Rickman, who is the president of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, with some info for you to think about. 29 after on Good Day. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Doug's Good Day program, 27 before the new hour. In a few minutes, Uri Geller will join us to talk mysticism and magic and mayhem and moments to remember and mandatory minimums and whatever else I can think of that comes up with an M, including... Okay.
Oh, boy.
Did you expect us all to jump in on that one?
Yeah.
What just happened?
I just need to let a little steam off after the last conversation.
Shake them loose a little.
Shake them and bake them. All right, so.
Doug.
The winner of the Dummy Doofus of the Year Award goes to some anti-frackers. You want to bring us up to date on that, Jen?
Yeah.
Fracker.
We always have a favorite story of the day. Fracking. This is mine.
Yes, there you go.
This happened on Monday of this week. Four members of an anti-fracking group, they wound up in jail. Well, why, yeah?
What fracking is?
Yeah, they're drillers. They're frackers.
Coal miners.
Yeah, coal miners.
They're searching for coal in all the wrong places.
Okay. Well,
sure.
You want to know why they were in jail? They were using bicycle locks and glue to fasten themselves to gas pumps at a station in England. Here's the problem. They're protesting this hydraulic fracking, okay? And they're protesting a French petroleum company. But to their embarrassment, they sacrificed themselves to the wrong petrol station, which was no longer owned by that French petroleum company, Total, the one that they were protesting. It was actually owned by Certis Energy. Right. So the manager of the station called the police. They said the protesters were peaceful, but they had shackled themselves to the pumps. They were stupid, and they cost a lot of money to the gas station. They were there for, they closed down for about 6 hours.
Well,
you got to make sure if you chain yourself or glue yourself to something, even better, it's the right something.
That'd be the right thing.
Yeah.
One of the things that's not understood about fracking, and it's understandable because a lot of people just don't take the time to dig around. Fracking is not what it's made out to be by certain members of the news media. It's an interesting process, actually. And what it does, it involves digging in or drilling through various assets that may be on land. It's not dissimilar to what happens when people are looking for minerals underneath the farmland or whatever. In this circumstance, there are people who believe, however, that when you disturb the core of the earth, there is often a very fine line between where oil may be and where water may be. So you disrupt the balance under the surface of the planet by doing it, and it's felt that oil seeps into the water or water seeps into the oil. More of a problem if oil seeps into the water than other way around. But... there is, there's just a whole lot of questions about this in some people's minds. So if they don't, most of these people protesting don't want the water to be contaminated, and that's what they're protesting. That's what fracking supposedly does, endangers the water supply. All right, so they don't want these energy companies to be drilling for oil in the layers of ledge that may contain a lot of water.
Fracking could be giving, like, feeding the hungry, but the word itself just sounds so evil, doesn't it?
It does, kind of. Yeah,
it's like praying in church. You call it fracking, it's now evil.
888-302-3684. We have, what's this fellow's name?
Don? Jim.
Jim, you want to go back a little bit to Social Security and Medicare and paying in and how much you pay versus how much somebody else pays and what you get for benefits, yada, yada, yada. Are you worried that you're not going to be able to get your money? Gentleman who was on before said, don't worry, it's all set.
Yes, Doug, I listened to it. I thought it was interesting, but there's just something about him I don't quite
He's Washington insider.
I don't believe the way he didn't answer your questions, the way he skirted the issues. It didn't seem like he was squaring up with you, and I just wanted to make that.
Well, what he was doing was everybody is entitled to. I was gentle on him because I didn't want to seem rude or I didn't want to come across being a jerk.
This isn't food fight television.
No. But the other side of it is that there are a lot of questions, as you noted, that he didn't answer because there is no answer to the question. There are people who want to paint a wonderful picture. This guy's being paid. This is a 501c3. There are a lot of these organizations in Washington that former either staffers or congressmen and senators create, so they have a job. And it's pretty much that simple. In the words of one who is far wiser than me, you don't get into a contest with a snake. You understand? And I don't suggest this guy is a snake, but I at all. I don't want that to come out as an inference. But there is a certain truth to the fact that Congress has, they take, maybe they borrow against, which, I mean, it's all verbiage. It's all the nuance of the words. Is there money in the Social Security Trust Fund? Sure. Is it all being used for Social Security? Well, you heard him say, if there isn't enough in X, then they take it from Y. And there are a lot of people who know by looking through the circumstances that present themselves that money in the trust funds, whether it's the highway trust fund, the airport trust fund, or the Social Security trust fund, is being, quote-unquote, borrowed. And that's part of the $17 trillion debt that we have. We have debts to banks. We have debts in terms of bondholders. And we have debts to these various social programs where we take money out, use it for something else. And so he didn't answer the question because the answer is obvious. What's going on?
Right.
It doesn't serve his purpose to paint anything other than a rosy picture. And by the way, it doesn't really serve any of our purposes to think ill about Social Security because it's a great program if it works well. And I think a lot of hooting and hollering from the right is misappropriated, mostly because they just want to make political hay out of it. So he's probably right in that there's a lot of misinformation, stuff that the guidance that comes down isn't necessarily accurate guidance. So, I mean, do you get your check? Fine. How much do you pay in? Should people make $54 million a year pay more? See, that's what I objected to. That kind of thinking burns my butt. I'm not interested in him telling me or whoever else that may make more than the minimum wage that we ought to be paying more. We are paying more by the very fact that we make more money. We pay the same percentages, and that's the only fair way. Why should I be penalized because I've created a business, given people jobs, helped people in the way that America was created? I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing here. So these guys all want to penalize this old ruse about taking from the rich. They don't pay any taxes, all this bunkum. I assure you, I could show you my tax return. If you want to see somebody who pays taxes, I'm happy, not happy, because I don't like where the money goes. And so I engineer through the IRS. This is not a secret. This is why they have the IRS tax code, so that people can engineer their way around paying into programs they don't want to pay for. I don't want to pay into certain programs, especially where it comes down to it being a charity. Why should I be, through my tax dollars, forced to support a charity that I wouldn't in 100 million years support on my own? I mean, that's ludicrous. But yet, because of guys like him and other people in Congress who have their pet projects, they pass these bills that allows the government money to go to nonprofits because they like them, or they like the guy who's running them, or whatever the excuse is, and you and I are paying for it. It's not right. So I engineer my tax return so that I pay for things that as much as I can. I can't, it isn't perfect, but as much as I can, I'm paying for things that I either support or that are more universal than some organization that I don't want to support, frankly. And you
well,
can do that.
I thought your questions were very direct and focused and, you know, probably on everyone's mind, and I just felt that he did not answer them directly. A lot of them could have been about a 3 or 4 word answer, but they got into kind of a historical and then went off on other things instead of just answering them directly. And I understand what you're saying. He has a direct interest in
right.
making it all sound good.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he does.
Not
all right,
it's
sir.
Bad, but, you know, it, to make it sound better than maybe it really is.
So. Yeah, that happens. All right, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Dr. Uri Geller, he's not really a doctor, but it sounds good. Uri Geller joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You made them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Now, how many times have you checked into a hotel, and they have that booklet that is right there that tells you everything that you need to know about the services they offer? Now, you probably say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to read this because I know everything. But once in a while, I would highly recommend that you do read it, because it tells you everything that that hotel offers, whether it is in-room dining, what kind of a pool they have, what hours they are open, what kind of food selection they have, anything and everything you wanted to know about checkout times and about safety. Now, if you don't read that book, you will miss out on a lot. And that is true about life. How many times do we see something that gives us an opportunity to learn more about what life offers, and then we say to ourselves, you know what? I've already know this stuff, but you don't. Take a look at the opportunities life gives you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jennifer and Richie, Kenny and I with Uri Geller. What have we decided? We like calling him the mystic, right?
Yes.
The mystifier is what he
is. Mystifier, yes. Uri Geller's
I have one of those in my bedroom.
Have you really?
A mystifier.
It's much better for the air that you sleep, the air that you breathe.
It's so dry lately.
Remember that song from the Hollies? The air that you breathe.
The air that you breathe.
Kenny, that would have been 1967, 68 in there, right? Is that about right for the Hollies?
Yeah, in there some song. Yeah. Around there, yeah.
The air that we breathe. All right, so how is the air that you...
It's the shiny penny moment of the show, everybody.
Well, no, I think that that sort of brings us around to thinking about Uri. One of my communications this week was with a person who actually speaks to animals, and the animals speak to her. And in doing so, this woman has become quite an advisor to those folks who are trying to get along with animals, whether it be smaller animals like dogs and cats, or whether it be horses, cows, that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, this person maintains that she has communicated with rhinos, elephants, giraffes, things that are animals.
How does she get up there to talk to the giraffe?
I'm not sure, but you know...
They have big ears they can hear from down there on the ground.
Right. All right, so do we have... We didn't get Uri, we have Uri, we don't
We're
have
holding for Mr. Geller.
For her, we're holding for her. All right, so by the time we finish holding for him, he's going to be gonzo. Or time
Tell us about your friendly talk to animals.
The animal communication...
Here's Uri. Hi, Uri.
So are you there?
Hi, Uri.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I want to talk with you for a few minutes about communicating with animals and whether you have ever had any experience...
5 minutes, no noise.
...where you thought... You make it 4 minutes, no noise, it'll be okay.
Put the mail on.
Well, what's happening here? Are we on live on air?
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Well, what's happening is that they're breaking the concrete outside our patio. So there are three or four builders here, and I just shouted to them, no noise for 5 minutes.
Right. All right, so let's make this quick, and then they can go back to working. I want to know what you know about communicating with animals. We know a lot about communicating with humans, but what do you know, and have you ever done it? Again, telepathy that exchanges between humans is one thing. What about exchanging telepathically with animals?
Well, let me first of all base this on science, because there's quite a famous professor in England called Dr. Sheldrake, who has written quite a few books about the subjects of communicating with animals. And he actually conducted an experiment whereby he went to the owners of dogs and cats and told them to come home at different times with different vehicles, sometimes not even using a car, and just to see if the animal, and they would film everything, you know, in the house to see the movements of the cats and dogs. And lo and behold, even if their coming home pattern, the timing pattern changed, the animals would sense that and feel it 3 or 4 minutes before the owner, you know, before the person who loved them so much came to the house. So they all, the cats and dogs, went over to the door and waited for their master. Now, that is fascinating, because it just shows that animals do have telepathy. I communicate with my dogs, I definitely believe, through telepathy.
How do you...
And why not? I mean, you know, a dog and a cat or a dolphin or a whale or birds, they have a different mechanism of extrasensory perception. So, yes, I'm a believer that animals do have ESP.
See, I think that's a really... When you get to know an animal very well, Jennifer's cat, my dog Charlotte, the communication is as direct and as positive and strong as it is with a human being, I think. And I think that's part of what we're talking about here, getting to know animals. These are people that talk to animals that have no connection. They don't know them. They just walk upon them, and they can read their thoughts the same as they can read... Some people can read humans' thoughts. Some people think that's what you can do. That's why I wanted to get your spin on it. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is here.
Good
to
morning.
Access some of your questions. Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And in part, Tom's brought to you by the folks who are members of the National Association of Realtors. If you're considering selling your home, today's market conditions may mean it is a good time because the values of homes have gone back up again. So if you're going to sell, you need to see a realtor. Every market is different. Call a realtor today. Visit Realtor.com. Find out who's around. It'll help you understand the market and sell your home best. Check out Realtor.com. Tom checks out some of your questions with answers, surprisingly enough, coming right up here on Good Day.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You're getting the trade gear. Find details in your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so let's see. We've got Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit, so let's see what Phil wants to know. He likes using his fireplace, Tommy, but yep. Has difficulty getting and keeping a fire going. Really? He opens up the flue all the way, tried opening the door to create a draft, even tried using a small fan.
Wait a minute.
I'm sure that worked out really well.
There's something that's really wrong here.
Yeah.
So what does this guy need? He says, whenever you use the fireplace, it sets off all the smoke alarms. Sir, you have a problem.
Well, obviously it's a draft issue. Now, the first thing, the most obvious thing, is to make sure there's no obstructions. And while that might seem obvious, you know, sometimes you can get nests that form at the top of a chimney, and it's really hard to see even if you look up from below because of the angles of the flue. So you need to make sure absolutely, Phil, that there's no obstruction in the chimney. Now, having said that, and considering the fact that it's so cold right now, I will tell you that sometimes fireplaces, when they're really cold, you get a lot of downdraft because of that condensation. You try to move that warm air up the flue, and it just says, whoop, too cold for me. It cools off, and it reverses the draft, and it actually goes backwards into your house. So the way you get around that is by building a very small fire first and almost have to warm the inside of the flue. You build the small fire. It might be a little bit smoky, just a little bit, but as that heat starts to warm up the chimney, the draft will actually increase. Now, if that doesn't work, you're going to have to get a good quality chimney contractor in to look at this, because there's other things at play. You could have a problem with the sizing of the flue. You could have a problem with the height of the chimney. There's other things that go into building that furnace that is the fireplace that can impact this. But the basics are, make sure it's clean, and then if it's really cold, start with a really small fire and build up to a bigger one from there.
Yeah, the chimney could be plugged up in part by carbon that's built up on the side of the chimney, and that's something
and
that really, you have
too.
These chimney companies go around clean that stuff out.
Yeah, and nests. I've found nests in chimneys many times.
Well, it only happens to people who are Jewish, because if Santa Claus comes down the chimney, then
he cleans it out.
Nice. Exactly. All right, so let's see here. Here's a fellow named Nichols who lives in a 138-year-old house.
Nice.
Has original heart of pine wood floors, need to be refinished. Pine is soft, so what does he do?
Yeah, you know, you can't use a floor sander with that, because obviously you'll ruin the floors. What you can do is this, Nichols. You can rent a floor buffer with a sanding screen. Now, a floor buffer is just that, the kind of buffer you see usually in commercial buildings. But the bottom of it is a piece of screening material that kind of looks like a window screen, except it's very slightly abrasive. And what that will do is only take off the upper surface of that old finish. Now, if you got any really bad digs, you might have to get in there and sand that part up by hand. But using the sanding screen approach does a really good job of cleaning up that floor. And if it's really heavily damaged, then I want you to look to a machine called a U-sand machine, which is an orbital sanding machine. There's four orbital heads under the one sander, and it has a vacuum attachment, so it's fairly dust-free. Again, you can rent that, but it won't take nearly as much material off as a belt sander.
All right. I have hard pine floors in my house.
Right.
You've seen them, Tom, and they also are subject to the same kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a hard pine floor, I'd look at the U sand machine. It really works well. I've used it myself on Doug Fir floors.
Doug Fir?
Yeah, Douglas Fir floor floors.
Oh, Douglas Fir.
Doug Fir. We didn't name him after you, dude.
Doug Fir.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.